Not just tree leaves. Almost all ornamentals have some kind of detrimental effect on them.
Your petunias, your daffodils, yew shrubbery is just like one or two bites is enough to kill a horse or a cow. Lily of the valley is extremely toxic. Rhododendron, extremely toxic. Red maple is very, very toxic to horses.
Toxicity isn't the only issue with yard waste. Dead leaves don't sit well in a horse's belly.
A lot of people will rake this up and want to use it for bedding or throw it in there for just some extra roughage for them to eat, save grass. And because the leaves are so dense, you know, like if you pile them up and compost them, how heavy they get when they get wet, it'll do that in the gut and it'll cause compaction and you'll get compaction colics.
Feeding dense leaves and grass clippings can become stuck in the esophagus and lead to choking. It's painful and uncomfortable for the horse. A choking horse will hang its head low with saliva and masticated feed coming out of the nostrils. You'll have to call your veterinarian right away, but it's usually treated with few complications. You'll find a list of plants that should not be fed to horses at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton, I'm Sherry Preston.
I want to commend everyone out there that heeded the emergency evacuation order. Definitely saved lives.
Tampa Police Chief Lee Burkaw thanking those who got out of Milton's path and thanking his first responders as well.
We were dispatched to a call where 15 people were in a house where the tree had fell on the house and water was coming in the house. There were children in the house and we were able to get officers out there safely and rescue 15, including young children.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says as the sun comes up, they are just now starting to get a good look at the damage. But those in homes who are safe should stay there.
Please don't go outside. Definitely don't drive around. Don't go through standing water. And make sure if you see any trees or wires down, call and report those, and we will get them fixed as quickly as we can.
More than 3 million power outages as of now across Florida. This is ABC News. Tesla's getting ready to unveil a new vehicle tonight at an event in California.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has called it the Cybercab, a self-driving taxi that would operate much like the rideshare service Uber does, just without any drivers.
That would allow these specialized vehicles, or who knows, maybe even passenger Teslas, to operate on this robo-taxi network.
But Inside EV's Patrick George says Tesla is facing a litany of federal and state investigations into the safety of its current driver assistance technology, which the company calls Autopilot. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The project was originally slated for release in August, but it faced several delays. Another recall due to listeria concerns. No illnesses have been reported this time, but Oklahoma-based Bruce Pack has recalled over 9 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry items. Department of Agriculture says it discovered the issue after routine testing of its poultry products. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Mira, Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
But floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
One more summery 80-degree day here for you today. Get out and enjoy it because fall temps are heading our way. Today, partly cloudy, 82. We'll drop to 59 tonight, 75 tomorrow, with 50s and 60s by the weekend and into next week. Kick your backyard barbecue up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. This stuff is amazing. You're going to love it. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The State Building Commission has approved more than $160 million in projects. Included in the total is $50 million for 50 projects through a new non-state grant program, which will fund projects in such sectors as health and wellness, economic and workforce development, arts and culture, and public services. Changes are coming to how the National Weather Service forecasts wind chills. The service will change the name of wind chill advisories, watches, and warnings to extreme cold advisories, watches, and warnings. A survey of the public showed many didn't know the meaning of the alerts. And Major League Baseball will take over TV distribution for Milwaukee Brewers games next season. MLB and the club confirmed the move Tuesday, roughly a week after it was announced the games would not return to Bally Sports Network next year. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Anabas Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand, Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, and the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The establishment of a fire district to replace the Durand City and Rural Fire Departments is closer to completion. During last night's council meeting, the mayor reported that the meetings with the Rural Fire have moved forward. Mayor Milliron says the agreement for the new fire district is being sent to all municipalities for their approval.
The agreements are out right now with the idea of that the municipalities will have them to review here in October with approval in November.
If the agreement is approved, the new district would begin in 2025. Eau Claire police say an erratic visitor at North High School yesterday prompted a security hold. No one is saying who the visitor was or just what they did. Officers say they were called to the school's office and arrested the visitor. Eau Claire North sent a note home to parents about the visitor, but the note didn't have any specifics in it either. There are attempted homicide charges for a man in Sparta who was out on bond for another attack back in June. Prosecutors filed the charges yesterday against 39-year-old Andrew Nauman. Police say he attacked a woman Sunday. She was found in the street, flown to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Prosecutors say Nauman was on bond from an attack in June, where police say he strangled another person. He's being held on $1 million cash bond. The Red Cross in Wisconsin says it's all hands on deck in response to Hurricane Milton. The Red Cross yesterday said they're gearing up, grabbing supplies and people to head to Florida after Milton made landfall last night. The Red Cross's Julie Zimmerman says there are 60 team members who are either ready to go to Florida or are already in the field because of Hurricane Helene. The Red Cross is asking for donations to help those who lost everything because of the storms. One person is dead after an accident in Jackson County. According to the Jackson County Sheriff's Department, on Saturday, authorities responded to a home in the town of Springfield following a report of a person pinned between equipment. Authorities arrived to find 79-year-old Peter Suckett of Clear Lake pinned between a tractor and a RV. He was freed, however, he later died at the scene. That incident remains under investigation. You're listening to WRDN News.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Higher egg prices this season are due to a number of issues. That, according to a UW-Madison economist, Professor Andrew Stevens says, one factor is higher demand in the fall and winter.
People are baking different things, and the demand for eggs has gone up. And I think that's what is really behind the most recent change in prices. At a national level, we actually haven't seen egg prices spike the same way we might have locally.
Stevens also says that this summer's H5N1 flu outbreak wiped out a large number of laying hens, which are just now starting to repopulate to ease the loss of production. New state shared revenue estimates show over $1.5 billion for local governments. Wisconsin shared revenue includes programs that provide state aid to counties, municipalities, tax increment districts, schools, technical college, and special districts. Governor Evers says he's excited to see how the increased shared revenue will benefit communities and families. In 2023, Evers signed Wisconsin Act 12, which provided increased state funding to local communities. Most of the funding can be used for any activity approved by the local governing body. An extra $23.6 million from adjusted sales tax revenue will go to specific purposes such as law enforcement, fire protection, and emergency medical services. Farmers in Wisconsin and across the country will likely face losses this year. USDA says the farm income forecast shows a decrease of almost 5%. Reasons for the shortfall include a drop in demand for household produce, a wet early summer making plant growth difficult, and challenges in finding farm workers. Those income projections may lead to a $6.5 billion loss for farmers across the country and will likely cause many to tighten spending until next spring. A large number of Minnesota voters are asking for absentee ballots ahead of the November election. The Minnesota Secretary of State's office says more than 520,000 registered voters have asked for and received absentee ballots so far. More than 100,000 of those have already been returned. About 1.4 million Minnesotans had requested absentee ballots by this point in the 2020 election cycle. Absentee ballots have to be received by 8 p.m. November 5th to count in the election.
A new special license plate is now available in Wisconsin, with proceeds going to the International Crane Foundation. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says the plates will cost a one-time $15 issuance fee, along with a $25 donation to the foundation. The donation may be tax-deductible. Money going to the ICF will support efforts to conserve crane populations and their ecosystems. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Semi-finalists for the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest have been announced. Military medals and insignia made by Metalcraft Mint in Green Bay will face off against Career Foods Jolly Good Soda made in Random Lake. On the other side of the bracket, the Revo Ice Fishing Sensor made by Vulture Systems in Menominee Falls will compete against a John Deere lawn tractor made in Horicon. The four products were narrowed down from 130 nominees. The public can vote for the two finalists starting today through next Thursday. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans' benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
The Minnesota Wild will begin their regular season with a game against the Columbus Blue Jackets at the Xcel Energy Center tonight. Minnesota's coming off a disappointing 23-24 campaign that saw the team fire its head coach in the middle of the season before missing the playoffs for the first time since 2019. The Wild finished in sixth place in the Central Division with 87 points and a 39-34-9 record. Tonight's game begins at 7 o'clock. The Minnesota Lynx will try to set a new record for the most WNBA titles when they begin the finals against the New York Liberty at the Barclays Center tonight. The Lynx are coming off a 3-2 series win against Connecticut. Minnesota won 2 of 3 against New York during the regular season. Minnesota's tied with Seattle and the defunct Houston Comets for the most WNBA championships with 4. Game 1 of the best-of-5 series tips off at 7 o'clock tonight. The Minnesota Vikings are shifting around their roster during the bye week. Minnesota parted ways with tight end Robert Toyen and activated running back Miles Gaskin from the practice squad. Now, Toyen played in 3 games for Minnesota this season and didn't record any catches. Gaskin has 3 carries and 1 catch for 10 yards from scrimmage this year. The Vikings will return from their bye with a game against the Detroit Lions on October 20th. The Packers hope to carry some momentum into Week 6. The team will battle the Cardinals at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Green Bay is in third place in the NFC North at 3-2 after the win over the Rams last weekend. The team has won 3 of its last 4 games. Devontae Wyatt is the only player who missed yesterday's practice due to injury.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
Romeo Doubs returned to the practice field on Wednesday but failed to speak with reporters regarding his one-game suspension from the team last week. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Coaches and teammates were also tight-lipped and are ready to move forward to Sunday's matchup with the Arizona Cardinals at Lambeau Field. Coach Matt LaFleur said they never want to reach the point where they have to suspend a player, but this will be a valuable lesson for his team.
You got to communicate. If there's an issue, you got to communicate so we can work it out together. And unfortunately, there's a level, there's a standard that you have to live by. And if you don't, there's going to be consequences. And I've made that very clear to our team. Like, there's a level of professionalism. But you know what? Each moment is a learning experience. And like I